Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back to Report After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Sullivan back on the show. Tom is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. We knew him when he was the advocate at the U.S. Small Business Administration. He was in charge of the Office of Advocacy over there and did a great job. And since then, he's moved on, and now he's with the U.S. Chambers Small Business Division. He's the VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he's our good friend. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. On behalf of the 3 million businesses who are members of the U.S. Chamber, most of them are small. Thank you for having me on board.
Well, glad you're here. So what's the Chamber up to these days? What's the U.S. Chamber up to these days on behalf of small business?
Well, Jim, we spent most of the holiday break trying to convince folks how important Small Business Saturday was. And actually, it looks like there's a brief bright spot in the small business landscape where consumers are spending $200 million more this year than they did last year on Small Business Saturday. So we got to keep that wave going. Now that Congress is back, they came back into town in Washington, D.C. yesterday. We're doing everything possible to convince Congress to pass a Save Small Business legislative package.
What would that be? What would it be included in that?
Well, there's two things primarily. The first is targeted and temporary financial assistance. We have heard from those small businesses that feel as though they're going to go out of business, and you've seen the data, Jim. It's pretty awful. I mean,
yep.
NFIB has I think close to 60%, they're measuring close to 60% of their small business members saying that if they don't get additional financial aid, they're going to close within 6 months. I mean, that is terrifying. So
that would be for good. They'd be closing up for good by then.
Yeah.
Because they would have already, because by then they would have already run out of their own money.
Right. And I mean, the idea that there's $34 billion just, $134 billion sitting there unspent for PPP loans is just inexcusable. And the fact that Congress
is this stuck in the House? Is this some of Nancy Pelosi's business where she wouldn't work with the Senator on this? Why is that money stuck there?
So, Jimmy, it's not as simple as just the House or the Senate's fault. It's what really has been the problem is there has not been an effort that has started, negotiated, and ended in a bipartisan fashion.
Yeah.
So whether you're talking about Leader McConnell with an all-Republican bill or Speaker Pelosi with an all-Democrat bill, as soon as that happens and you see an all-D or an all-R behind a piece of legislation, it's failed from the start.
Yeah.
There's a bipartisan group called the Problem Solvers Caucus in the House that actually came up with a really good proposal. The problem was that the hyperpartisan atmosphere took over, and that proposal never even made it past a press release.
And small businesses got the hindmost.
They did. And since we are seeing more and more small businesses failing with an uptick in COVID, we believe that that's enough to convince Congress to take action now. So they have to restart the PPP program. They have to provide legal protections for those small businesses that are already following CDC guidelines to protect their employees and their customers. And with those two things, we think that a deal is ready to happen.
You think it could happen before the end of the year?
Jim, I certainly hope so.
Why don't they just carve out a small business deal? They can do that without trying to save the world. I mean, who can't agree on helping small businesses? Why is that a problem?
So, Jim, I think part of the problem is that you and I aren't voting members of Congress, because as hard as we are arguing for this, And as hard as the chairman of the Senate Small Business Committee, Senator Rubio, is pushing for it, it just doesn't seem to resonate throughout the entire Congress. But I think you're absolutely right. And I think right now the data is forcing Congress to pay attention, and it's forcing Congress to act on this sooner rather than later.
Every time, folks, every time you hear a member of Congress invoke the term small business and they talk about small business is the backbone of the economy, every time you hear somebody say that, go look at their voting record and see if they back it up with their behavior. Because a lot of times they just use our name, so to speak, as a way to promote themselves. And they don't actually follow through. They're all hat. When it comes to small business owners, they're all hat and no cattle. Right back with our good friend Tom Sullivan. We're going to talk about some big stuff that's coming up in the Georgia election, why it's important, after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.